So I'm now going to walk you through the Lord's Prayer, word by word and phrase by phrase, in order to help you to understand it better. And ideally, you'll do this while reading alongside the study guide. The study guide in this track will help to bring out slightly different emphases or slightly different things. So do read the study guide while you listen to this as well. So we'll start with verse 9, and I'll just read the prelude to the prayer to you. It says, Hachana hachil tzala'u antun. Hachana means thus. Hachil means therefore. So Hachana hachil means thus therefore. Tzala'u means pray when it's speaking to plural. Antun means you, as in ye, plural. So it's Hachana hachil tzala'u antun. So it means thus therefore shall ye pray. And then we have Avun de Bashmaya, our Father which is in heaven. So Ava means Father. Avun is our Father. So Ava Avun means Father, our Father. So Avun de. So de, when attached to the start of a word, means which. So Avun de Bashmaya, our Father which is in heaven. So Shmaya is heaven or the heavens. Bashmaya means in heaven. So de Bashmaya means which is in heaven. So Avun de Bashmaya, our Father which is in heaven. Netkadash Shemach, let thy name be holy. So Netkadash is a passive of the verb Kadash, to be holy. So Kadish is a prayer that's holy prayer in Judaism. Shemach is thy name. So Shema is the name. Shemach means thy name. So the ch at the end of a word means your when it's speaking to a masculine plural. So Shema is the name and Shemach is thy name. So Avun de Bashmaya Netkadash Shmach. Avun de Bashmaya, our Father which is in heaven, Netkadash Shemach. Let thy name be hallowed or be holy.